I was reading in Psalms. Psalms always have, you know, if you just have nowhere else to go, you just pick up the Bible and you just think, just go to Psalms. Just read a Psalm. It's amazing how much you get out of the individual Psalms. And it's amazing how much the Psalms themselves, you know, especially the ones from David, it's amazing how much those Psalms are like, wow, he's been there. He understands. He relates. David understands what I'm going through, what I'm feeling right now. Or maybe it's that I say, you know, David, I understand. And mine doesn't look anywhere near as bad as yours, but I see how faithful you were. And I see the faith that you had, and I see the results. So Psalms are always a great, great piece of encouragement for us. I'm going to look this morning at Psalm 8. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. In Psalm number 8, it says, O Lord our God, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name. Your name in all the earth. You set your glory on or above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you've established strength because your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When I view and consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you've ordained and established. What is man that you're mindful of him? And the son of the earth-born man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God or heavenly beings, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep, oxen, yes, and the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name. That's Psalm number 8. It's a short psalm. I think we're all familiar with the first verse for sure. The opening verse says, O Lord, in the King James it says, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. The name of Jesus Christ is above all things. This is what I want us to stop and consider this morning. I think a lot of us have, if you will, somewhat of an identity crisis. Even as believers, we have a degree of identity crisis. We know that we're saved, we know that we're believers, but we have an identity crisis because we don't really see ourselves as who we are. We don't see ourselves the way that Jesus sees us. We see ourselves as weak and ineffective. We see the frailty. We see the failures. We don't really see ourselves as those that are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. Now, according to Hebrews, this is Ephesians chapter 2, this is exactly who you are. You are seated with Christ, with Jesus himself, in those heavenly spheres, in those heavenly places. We don't see ourselves that way. We see ourselves as the ones who are overcome, struggling under the burden of the world and this life that we live. We feel like we're on the underside and everything is pressing down upon us and crushing us. We feel like life is stronger than we are. We feel like the circumstances overwhelm us. We feel like we are weak and have no hope. We look to the future, and we don't see a lot of good things. We see a repetition of some of the failures of the past. There's not a lot of hope in most of us because we have an identity crisis. We don't see ourselves as being in and with Jesus Christ. We don't see ourselves as being joint heirs with him, part of the family. That's not the way we view ourselves. So we have that identity crisis that says to ourselves, in our own natural mind, we think we are nothing more than the sum total of this flesh and blood, the sum total of this life that we're living. We think that's all that we are. We forget. This is the identity crisis. We forget that the Lord himself lives within us. We forget that the Holy Spirit dwells within us. And all that power of Jesus Christ dwells within us. And all the things of the Spirit, when you read in Galatians chapter 5, the fruits of the Spirit, all the things of the Spirit, this is what dwells in us. The joy, the peace, all of those things dwells within us. We are overcomers in Jesus Christ. This is our identity. rather than looking at yourself and seeing just merely the flesh and the blood and the circumstances and the situations of your life? See yourself as more. See yourself as who you are in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ in you. It's not just, hold your hand out. We look and we see that flesh and that blood, and we think that's the sum total of who we are. What you can't see, but what is a part of who you are, is Jesus Christ himself dwelling within you. The identity crisis is we limit ourselves and see ourselves only as flesh and blood, and we have no hope in that. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name above all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. This is who dwells within you. This is who you are. This is truly who you are. If you look at the things that the Bible says and all the promises that are there, you look at all the stories of those who are overcomers, you look at the stories of the supernatural things taking place, you look at the stories of things that are totally turned around and reversed to your good and to God's glory, you look at all those promises, and those are not just promises for people who lived thousands of years ago. It's not just promises for people who are these super saints that are above the average person like you and I. It's not, that's not who those promises are. Those promises, well, it's for them, but it's for you and I as well. These are for us. This is how we should see ourselves. O Lord, our Lord, your name is above all things, and the name that is above all things dwells within you. We get discouraged because we feel that we are weak, and we feel that in our spiritual walk, now let's be honest with ourselves, how many of you feel today like in your spiritual walk you're not that strong? You look and you compare yourself to others and you think, I just don't have that great of a spiritual walk. I don't know the word really well. I don't spend a lot of time in prayer. I just don't feel like I'm very strong spiritually. I feel weak, and we get discouraged when we view ourselves that way. It's part of the identity crisis that most of us as believers have. I love this next verse. Again, I'm going to read this time from the King James. It says, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. You know, you look at that verse, and we see that Jesus himself even quotes this verse in the book of Matthew. You look at that verse, and so many times you look at it and you think, what does that even mean? In the Amplified, it says, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you've established strength. Out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, God himself has established strength. What does that mean? Here's the beautiful thing. If you are discouraged because you feel like you are weak in your spiritual walk, if you're discouraged because you feel like you have no spiritual, no supernatural power, if you feel like you are subject to the things of the world and you just walk through life and take all the things that come and you have no power against those things and you have no rights, you have no strength, you just have to accept and take and hope you can survive until the next day or the next week or the next month because you feel like you're too weak. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1, it says that it talks about being mere infants in Christ. And some of us, and maybe even you, feel, I'm just an infant in Christ. I don't know very much at all. And maybe you feel bad because you say, look, I've been a believer for 20 years. I just don't know the things that I should know. And so you feel like you're powerless. This is the great thing that God is saying to us here in Psalm 8, verse number 2, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you have ordained, you've established strength. Out of those that you and I would look at you, if you would look at yourself and say that you are an infant, when it comes to spiritual matters, you're an infant. If you say that's who you are, God is saying, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned, out of the infants, I've established strength. If you're discouraged because you feel like you're weak in your spiritual walk, you feel like your faith is too small, listen, you are equal to the strongest, most mature Christian because it's not you, it's who is in you. The strength isn't coming from you. It's coming from the one that is in you. You have all and everything. You can look and see the person that you look the most up to. You look to them and you say, wow, I wish I had that kind of faith. I wish I had that kind of authority. I wish I had that kind of power. I wish I had that kind of maturity. You know, all that you need is already in you. The same one that is in that person is the same one that is in you. And you can walk in strength and you can walk in authority. You can walk in power because it's already in you. The key is you just have to believe it. You have to believe that that's what's taking place. An infant, think about this, an infant is just as much the child of the parent as is the full-grown son. You might look and say that, well, in God's eyes, I'm just a little baby. I'm an infant. I have no power. I have no strength. Well, you have just as much, you are just as much the child of God as is that one who is the full-grown son, the mature one. You are still just as much that son. And what God is saying is, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants, you've established strength. That means that it's because it's not you. It's not dependent upon you. You and I have to believe. We have to take the steps. We have to speak. But the power, if you feel like you're weak, that's the identity crisis. That is the identity crisis. Because you're not identifying yourself as the one who has Jesus Christ dwelling within you and the strength and the full strength of Jesus Christ at work and dwelling within you. It's even through those who are, that we would look at as babes, infants. Yet if they operate in faith, if they speak the word and they believe, it's the same power as the ones who have been serving Christ for 40 years. It's because it's Christ. You don't get more power the more mature you get. When you accept Jesus Christ and he infills you, he dwells you, the Holy Spirit indwells you. When you accept Jesus Christ, you get the fullness of all that is the name of Jesus Christ. You are a part of the family. You know, I was looking at this a week ago. I was in Cleveland to visit my dad. And my dad and I were looking through some old Hostetler books. And there's a book that, I mean, this is all this book is. It goes back to my ancestors all the way back. This book goes back to the 1840s and starts with Noah Hostetler and all the branches that came off of just Noah Hostetler. And so from the 1840s, this whole book, it's from the 1840s. Now think about how long, how deep those branches are if you're coming from the 1840s all the way through now. And it was amazing to look through this book, which had to have probably 75, 100 pages. And all it was is just the family tree. It's just names of, it was names, occupations, when they were born, who they married, who married them, which is kind of interesting, where they lived, and when they died, and who their kids were, and when their kids were born, what they did in their life. I mean, it's a bunch of names, but when you know that it's your heritage, it's fascinating. And here's the thing that stuck out to me. Well, one of the things that stuck out to me, but as it applies that we're talking about this morning. I'm looking through this book that has like roughly, I don't know, 100 pages of just family tree. Just listing of Noah Hostetler had these kids. Now, these were the kids that each of those kids had. And here's what they did. And here's their lives. And here's who they married. And here's the person that married them, and here's when they died, and here's where they lived. So it's all that information. And then here's their children, and all the same information. And it just expands and expands and expands and expands. But here's the thing that's amazing to me. You go back to the 1840s, and even the ones, all through, even the ones that had children that were babies that died very young, their names are still there. Their names are still written in. They didn't do anything in their lives because they didn't have a chance. But their names are still listed there. Even the ones who were infants who died in the 1850s, I can go back and I can still see. Their names are in the book. It's in the Hostetler book. The names are there. Well, you and I as believers in Jesus Christ, our names are in the book. You are part of the family. It doesn't matter how small you feel like you are a part of the family. You're part of the family of Jesus. You have his name dwelling within you. And so all that power is there. You are part of the family just as much as, you know, that young person that died at just months of age, is just as much as part of the Hostetler family as all the ones who lived all their lives. Even if you feel like you're an infant and you're small and you're weak, you are just as much a part of the family of God, and you have all the power, all the rights, you have everything that is given to you as an heir of Jesus Christ, as an heir of His. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 2 says that we are heirs to all things of Christ. This is who you are. Listen, if you're feeling weak this morning, if you're just feeling weak in life, like you don't have strength, like you don't have the spiritual strength and the fortitude, if you so feel spiritually weak and small, if you feel like you're just an infant in Christ, don't have that disconnect, don't have that identity crisis. Know that your identity is not who you are. It's who you are in Jesus Christ. And you are part of the family, and you have just as much. You have just as much. You have the fullness of Jesus Christ invested in you, just as that person that you look at that you say is the strongest faith believer that you know. You have just as much of the faith of Jesus Christ. You have just as much of the power of Jesus Christ. You have the fullness of Jesus Christ invested in you, just as they do. Don't allow yourself to have an identity crisis today. Know who you are in Jesus Christ, and let's walk and become. Because out of the mouths of babes and those who are unweaned, He has established strength. He speaks that strength through you. That strength is through you. You, whoever you are in Christ.